Dear believers, assalamu alaikum. Wait outside till he come out.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الله فلا حيّ على الله فلا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Sorry, I can't make a phone call with your iPad.
Yeah, I know. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أكبره واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu al kareem al muslimin Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise him, I seek his assistance, I seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the present, peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear, and later revealing the last ayah, this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you, and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise is due to Allah, who united the hearts of believers without Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as I advise you, to have consciousness, awareness, regard, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قلنا اكتو منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تابيا هديا فلا كوف عليهم ولا هم وَلَيْهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Sadaqa Allah wa Deen. The expression is as follows: I seek refuge for Allah against the shaitan, the rejected. We did say, down with you all from this, and there shall nonetheless most certainly come unto you guidance from me, and those who follow my guidance need have no fear, neither shall they grieve. Surely Allah speaks the truth. That is the 38th ayat of the second surah Al-Baqarah. Today's Qibla title again is Get Ye Down, Get Ye Down. Narration reporting from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, said that each one of you has a devil companion from the jinn over him. And they said, even you, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet said, even me. Yet Allah helped me against him until he embraced Islam. He does not order me to do anything but good. As we begin, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for again allowing us to come together inside of this ayat that we have been working with. And if you have noticed that we have taken this one ayat to work with as a foundation, but the whole context of ayats that we've been going over in this part of the surah Al-Baqarah. And this part that we're working on the Adam, and there's more in the Quran that gives us more, that fills in some more of that story. So the process has been to show how they all connect and how we have to look at them, inshallah. Something that was mentioned during the last Talim was that we're trying to do, and what we're looking at is really providing a clear understanding of Adam alayhi salam. A clear understanding of Adam alayhi salam. In the sense that, one, that we are Adam. And how do we get back into that state? But when we get back to that state, we have to understand that it is not the end. It's not the end state. That's not where we go back to and say, okay, we're back. That's back. We basically go back there so we can actually go, so to speak, go back down the right road. We have to go back to that state today to get to the right place where we're going. We go back to that state that will allow us to move forward and move upward. When we say move forward, move upward, we're talking about the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and we're talking about the Sabilillah. And there have been quite a few things brought up during these khutbahs. In the last khutbah, we discussed the slip and how the slip, as it is expressed, really means something that it was really something that was unintentional. The tradition that we have presented that Iblis, who has now become the shaitan, found that Adam alayhi salam was in a state that was enjoying the current situation and had to wish for that state to never change. We discussed this, and I'm sure it was like the old days, that this is something inside of us that naturally happens, that we have something inside of us that gets into a comfortable position, and where we find the no stress, less stress, we find no issues, and it becomes just like that womb we came out of in our mothers. We find the protection, no care in the world type of feeling. It is what we can consider that it's really an immature state. It's an immature state. Because in the reality, there's going to be issues. In the reality, there's going to be problems. And Allah says to us that we are created to struggle. That we will be tested if we claim we believe. So we're not fully developed is where we have to look at it. We're not fully developed in that state. And I'm bringing this up because it is vitally important for us to understand that place that Adam was at the time of the slip, and also how it is, it was because of that state. Also, to be in that place was the ordainment. The will of God was still to place us down into the earth. So even though that state may have been a situation where he felt like this is where I want to be, this is it, it still was in the plan of Allah to put us back down to the earth. And there. In that state of obedience that Adam was in, you know, there were no problems. And that is where we want to be. You know, that's the question. You know, that's where we want to be, yes and no. Yes, we want to get back to that state of obedience, but we want to not stay in just that state. And we talked about, I think in one of the khutbahs, we talked about I will get you from the front, the back, and the sides. And we talked about being that the cross is a symbol really of no movement, stagnation. So we want to develop. And when Allah says, and when I have formed him fully and breathed into him of my spirit, fall down before him in prostration. So this is telling us that the process, there's a process going to be completed. But when it is done, then submit to my will of placing one into the earth that will be my representative. And that's really what my intention was to go with this today. My intended address was to address the Khalifa. In the beginning of Ayahs, when Allah says that to the angels, I'm going to place one. But I have to make sure, and Allah is the best, knowing Allah is the guide. And as I started making my notes, I realized that I really had to make sure that I covered the state that caused the slip. We addressed it, and we looked at it, but we have to look at it, when we look at it like this, Adam was given the command that you have all that you want except that one tree. And we've shown that at the child, once you say don't touch this and don't do this and don't leave from the front of this house. Don't leave from the front of this house. That because the maturity is not there, that sometimes we don't follow directions for our benefit. And I'm speaking to the state of the youth, the immaturity, where when it is really all said and done, we're not at the age that we can be responsible for ourselves yet. We have not developed in the vital areas, the mind, and eventually the body. And remember, we're looking at the creation of Adam, alayhi salam, as the intellect, and also Adam as the creation that comes from the earth, made with the earth. So we are looking at the abstract, and we look at the concrete side of this, because this is all inside of the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had to be placed down into the earth. And something had to happen to get us here. And I'm speaking about formative years. Look at it as formative years. That mindset. But I don't want to make this seem like it's a punishment. It's not a punishment. Being placed down here was not a punishment because it was preordained. So it was not a punishment. No, we're going to be here regardless. Some might say, but Imam, if the purpose of this life is to return to that state, why couldn't we just stay there? Because it was the process that we have to go through. Because it was the process that we go through. And I've mentioned that Adam was not mature enough. Was not mature enough to deal with the shaitan at that moment. At that moment, you know, the Pinocchio and the sly fox, the crafty, the subtle creature that the shaitan is, was more cunning than the creation could understand at that time. There had to be a test. There had to be a reason. Understand that state that we were in is our nature. Understand that state that we were in at that time is our nature. Now understand that Shaitan's goal, his plan, his desire is to prove us unworthy. There is a contempt for this creature who has taken the place in the leadership. And that arrogance and that hostility is just like that fire that rages uncontrollable, right? So when we hear about the fires, the fires that they're raging out of control, the first thing they try to do when they have a bad fire is they try to contain it. They don't try to put it out; they try to contain it. So this rage, so this what Shaitan has is a sign for us of something that rages out of control. This is how Shaitan feels about Adam. This state that Adam was in, you know, when a family brings home a new baby. The older child, if it's only one, if it's more than one, then the older child may be a little used to having somebody new come in. But normally if it's the only child and here comes a new baby, the older child now has to change. The older child now has to kind of readjust. Where it was all about me, now all of a sudden, it's not about me. So the older child has to read done. The older child has to learn to share. Well, this is what we see in the lesson that we're getting from Allah, that there is inside of us the inability to adjust, the inability to share, because you're not mature enough yet. You haven't matured enough. And you rebel because of it. Right? That's what the shaitan is known as, a rebellion. This is a sign of immaturity. When I looked up the word immaturity, you know, they give you the definition, but a lot of times some things you look at, they give you an example. And the example said, the immaturity of the immune system in a very young child makes them especially vulnerable. Allah says that there are signs in the creation and inside you. The immune system physically causes us to be susceptible to diseases. We all should know that, especially after what happened in 2020. If we didn't know anything about how you can catch things, how you get sick, if you've been here since 2020, you know all about it now. How the body has to fight, what can cause the body to get sick with disease. And for us, unless it is developed, when we look at that immune system, when we look at that immune system, look at it in the abstract body as our soul. Look at it as our soul. And the cause is what causes us to be susceptible to diseases as well. And unless it is developed, meaning that our soul is developed and it gets stronger. And then look at it physically and spiritually. The tradition that we have of the greater jihad is that the biggest fight is to fight out the disease that hurts our own nafs, hurts our own soul. Our souls. One major reason why we are still inside of this series, because Allah says to us, O mankind, there has come to you instruction from your Lord, a healing for what is in your breast, and a guidance for the mercy for the believers. What we have with us right now for that healing of what is wrong with us, even if we think, oh, I'm okay, I'm all right. Now, we're not okay. Not yet. We're not okay yet until we get to that nefs and mutain ma'in. We need this inside of our very souls. We need what Allah has given us inside of our very souls. It's a guidance and a mercy for those who believe it. The biggest key is to believe it. If we can believe something or somebody else, how can we not find it inside of ourselves to believe the creator and sustainer of all the systems of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sometimes we believe them over Allah. And for me, and for many others, I'll believe Allah over all the rest. This is what the healing is, because when we slip, it is because there's an immaturity there. There's an immaturity there, regardless of the age. In the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was related by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that he reported that the Prophet said, Allah excuses and grants forgiveness to a person until he attains the age of 60 years. Why is this important? Well, one, it means that Allah knows that we have to grow up and mature. And because it shows us that when Adam alayhi salam was in that state, it is not that mature Adam. It was an immature in the development. And when there is the shaitan that's involved in this, and in that immaturity, there could become rebellious. It could become rebellious in the nature. And they always say, he's just rebelling. He's just acting out because, you know, he doesn't want to grow up. You know, he doesn't want to do right. You know, when we look at this, when we look at something that doesn't want to grow, that rebels because they don't want to grow up, the story of Peter Pan comes to my mind. And so the Peter Pan was a normal child, but he ran away to Neverland so he would never have to grow up. Now, remember the shaitan in all of this. Shaitan takes us, first he takes us, in Pinocchio, took us to Pleasure Land. And we've discussed that. Now, if we look at Peter Pan, he takes us to Neverland. Because Neverland, who does not want to grow up? Peter doesn't want to grow up. Doesn't want to mature. Doesn't want to face things. Doesn't want to be responsible. Never wants to see the progression. Goes to Neverland. And the thought of Adam was to never leave this state. The shaitan said, I can tell you of a tree that will give you eternal life. We have to see that state that Adam was in, where we do not want to change, Neverland. We do not want to come inside. We don't want to come inside to get washed up. We want to keep playing all night long. We don't want to sit down and eat dinner. We want to just play all night long. We don't want to get washed up. We don't want to go to bed. And as I close this first part, who remembers this? I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. This is what the Shaitan mindset has put in place. That was a theme song when I was growing up for a store that's no longer here. But that's what they want. They don't want people to grow up. What do you think the big fight is right now? They want people to when they say woke, they don't want people to wake up. They want people to become conscious. They don't want people to grow up. We have a disease that says that we do not like to change. When Adam alayhi salam was in that state and wanted to stay in that forever, it is telling us, I don't never want this to change. We see this in the world now. There are forces all over the world that want to keep it a certain way. This means they do not want it to allow change, regardless of, quote unquote, what side they're on. They all want it to stay the same and not change. This comes from the Shaitan. The Shaitan wants to keep it in a certain way. And by doing that, shows that we're not worthy of the status that we've been given by Allah. And inside of our own selves is that ability that can accept just what the Shaitan is trying to do. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fi waqati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Iggy down. Allah says that Shaitan only has the power that some give him. And that Shaitan even admits it. I can only suggest things. The slip was bound to happen unintentionally, as we have stated, because it was to show us that we have to be mature, more mature than this. That we have to grow up. There is a battle inside of us that sometimes doesn't want to grow up or mature. And here's a quote from a book. The book is titled Man Child, The Study of the Infantilization of Man. The quote is, change is threatening. And since our emotions also influence our thought processes, we largely think what it suits us to think and believe what pleases us to believe. And in the Quran, Allah says, and it gives us, and speaking as the Shaitan, and I shall lead them astray and shall engross in them vain desires. For us to grow up and mature and become that Khalifa that's placed in the earth, we have to accept things change. Times change. But if we have let our jinn grow into a Shaitan. And remember, I presented the definitions that the Imam radiallahu anhu gave us, that these are, that we have presented the angels inside of the context of these ayahs. We have the angels, we have the jinn, and the jinn that turns into the Shaitan. The natures, their natures, the characteristics that are also inside of us, in that body. So when we see that Iblis could not accept change because it was threatening. And the first thing we get is we get emotional. And the quote said that emotions influence our thought processes, meaning that emotions impact how we think. I'm going to put this out there now, and it will come up again later, inshallah, at some point in time. But irrational. Most times when we have let our emotions get the best of us, we become irrational in our thinking, our actions, and our thinking. We become so emotionally attached to something that we make it suit us, even if we realize that it doesn't even fit who we are. Remember, we're looking at Adam, alayhi salam. We believe what it is that it pleases us to believe. I only want to believe this because it feels, this is what I want to believe. Sometimes, as the movies say, we can't handle the truth. This is the disease that needs to be healed by the Quran. Allah already knew this. That we have to mature. And when the Imam Muhammad, he said, he gave us this as the definition, he said the jinn. The jinn is the part of us that does not consider the consequences and is given to exhaust itself. We will argue you up and down over something we believe. Allah is saying that Adam alayhi salam, thought that this was it. This was it. This is where I want to be. This is it. This is the best right here. I don't want to grow up. And Allah knew that this creation must keep his mind open. Once you close your mind, then you lose any ability to learn. As soon as you say, I can't do that. I'm too old for that. That don't work for me. And then another quote from the book. This is why young minds, uncluttered with experience, can tolerate change while old minds cling to what has served them well. I think I said this before. They said he can't teach an old dog new tricks. This is what the shaitan has fed us. Sometimes we get so caught up, and please, I'm not attacking older people or younger people, because in that creation of Adam, we don't have an age per se. And God willing, inshallah, I'm trying to present that this is what happens to us, that sometimes we get so caught up that we can't admit that we're wrong about something. Or we get into a place that we only want to think or believe what suits our interests. The Satan wants us to doubt. Wants us to be a doubter. Doubt everything around us. Doubt even our own selves. When someone doesn't want to grow up, this means they don't want to take any responsibility for their actions. And please see the Satan in that. But we're not perfect. We've been given a perfect example. We make mistakes. We have sins. We go through things. This is all in the plan of Allah. And Allah, in the context of ayah, says that thereupon Adam received words from his sustainer and he accepted his repentance. Adam, alayhi salam, had to learn. We have to learn that it's okay to be wrong. It's okay to repent. It's okay to receive the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all of that inside of the plan and the will of Allah, all of it fits inside of it. And it is that influence of the jinn on us. And the Prophet from the opening, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that each of you have a jinn over him. But he was able to get help from Allah to make his jinn, doesn't order him to do anything but good. The jinn can be the reason we stay in that immature state. And if we get so entrenched, so strong will in what we believe, that we can turn, that we can now turn that jinn into a shaitan. What happens is the jinn's agenda has now become our agenda. Agenda. This is what this is showing us in the Quran. And in other areas of the Quran, I mentioned that we get pieces, that we get to fill in the whole understanding. The whole understanding of what happened. Yes, if that jinn is not controlled, then its agenda will control us. We miss out on the help that we can get because we do not consider the consequences. If we do not allow ourselves to open up for that first, the guidance, open up for the guidance, open up for the forgiveness, we do not know everything. Only Allah knows everything. Allahu Alam. Allah is the best of knowers. That does not mean we can't learn something. First, we have to be willing to learn from Allah, the best of teachers. We went back to work. You know, I work with the school today. We went back to work yesterday. School starts in about 10 days, inshallah. Thousands of teachers. Thousands of students. But the best teacher is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get ye down from here all together. Enemies to each other. Do not just think of it as enemies one against another. No. Look at it as enemies against what is inside of us. We can be our own worst enemy. This wasn't something that somebody just made up. It is what they get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan will use things, put it right in front of us and mock us with it. Allah says to us, and all you who believe, who have attained the faith, do not take for your friends such as mock your faith or make jest of it, be they from those who have been given revelation before your time or those who deny the truth, but remain conscious of God if you are believers. Just like those characteristics that we have have to be concerned about inside of us. Those characteristics, it's not just our friends on the outside that we allow to do or say certain things that put our faith in joke. We have to be warned about to not let ourselves on the inside do that as well. They say you get what you tolerate. The quote is, they say you get what you tolerate. So if you tolerate anything to come between you, what Allah has for you, then you get what you have tolerated. Allah is showing us that Shaitan wants to come between us and our Creator. Wants to come between us and our destiny. Come between us and growing into that creation that we're supposed to be. Adam, alayhi salam. In terms of what we're supposed to be, the Imam said that that Adam is the mind, the heart, the nature, the spirit that God wanted to rule the earth. This is what being sent down to the earth to become fully. This is what it means. We're being warned against allowing Shaitan to take us away from what Allah has for us. All of you together, we are all Adam alayhi salam with the ability to become exactly what Allah created us to become. This is where we're going to continue with that quote in Imam, with the funny man next time. That get ye down is not a punishment. It's an opportunity. And it's our only opportunity in this life. It's our only opportunity. And the thought of deja vu came through my mind. But this is to be get ye down. Inshallah, I have given something the benefit of the day, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana talk about me, nigga, as semi-olim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us. For verily, thou art alone, all hearing, all knowing. Ameen. Please remember that the cat and the sadaqa, the talim this Sunday will be